Are you already boiling, Phil?
No, but both Kathleen and I have put our taps in.
Tis the season.
It is. And it could be your season too, Monty.
Nope. It's like wine. People are like, oh, you love wine so much. Why don't you make your own wine? I'm like, no, there are people that do it way better than me. I have no interest in trying. I'll drink all of it you give me, though.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and the managing owner of the Winter Farmers Market at the Hampshire Mall, of all places, in Hadley, Kathleen O'Keefe. What I love about this particular market is it is in an unconventional location for a farmer's market. Kathleen, how has the market been going in the mall amidst this pandemic winter, the winter of our discontent?
Well, it's gotten even more unconventional because we have moved from the hallway where we used to be into a former go-kart space. So there's this giant mural of go-karts in the back, and it's super surreal, and I just love it so much.
Now, does that mean that the go-karts are gone for good?
The go-karts are sadly gone for good. Yeah, I tell kids who come when who are very disappointed, I said, feel free to run around the space as much as you want, but yeah, you can't plug in your go-kart and get high on the fumes anymore.
It's amazing because it's like you're using farm produced goods from nature to reclaim a mall. So nature reclaims the mall, I think, is a great analogy there.
That's our new slogan for sure.
So if I go to the market, you're like, who's selling there? What can I find there? I mean, it is the end of February here.
Lots of fresh vegetables. Atlas Farm is there. Red Fire Farm is there. Quabbin Hill Farms is there. Drowsy Dragons Farm's there. And they are back with kale and salad greens and root vegetables and onions and shallots and lots of canned preserves, jams, and you can get all sorts of meats. There's cheese from Chase Hill Farm. Berkshire Mountain Bakery is coming with all of their amazing sourdough pastries and bread. We have other small prepared food vendors who are doing little Italian cookies and Eastern European pastries. So it's a good mix. You can also get alpaca socks, and you can get jewelry, trinkets for people. So, you know, there's a good mix. We have fewer vendors than we have had in the past, but it's still like a nice mix for folks.
And how are you keeping it safe for everybody?
Well, like I said, we're in this huge go-kart space. So it's 8 times the size of where we used to be.
Yeah, and if they were if they were able to exhaust CO2 from the go-karts, I think a little COVID isn't going to go anywhere.
Exactly. Yes. All our vendors are 6 to 10 feet apart, and everyone's masks, everything that all the retail stores are doing, we're doing.
And do I have to stand outside like I do if I go to Trader Joe's in the cold before I can go in?
Only if you're crazy. No, but no, we have plenty of space for people. Thankfully, the governor has opened up capacity limits. So we're at 40% capacity. And again, that's, you know, a few hundred people that we can accommodate at a time, which is more than enough.
Speaking with Kathleen O'Keefe, owner manager of the Winter Farmers Market at the Hampshire Mall on Route 9 in Hadley. Everything about this last year has felt in some ways post-apocalyptic. Sometimes being in that mall, even in recent years, with so few stores and so few people in there, has felt post-apocalyptic. I'm imagining now that nature reclaims the mall may feel even more so with so few things open. But I'm also wondering if there has been a shift between having your farmer's market in years past at the mall and people were randomly encountering you and maybe delighted by the fact that it was happening next to a Target inside a mall. But now I'm imagining people are coming to the mall specifically and only for you. Is that true?
That's absolutely the case. The vendors who are at the mall are super excited that we're there because we are bringing Saturday back for them. We have our signs up all week long. And so anyone who's coming to the mall Sunday through Friday is also realizing that we're there.
Can you say something about what it means for the farmers to be able to sell to their neighbors?
Well, we've all experienced just this great loss of community in the past year. And so one of the things that's most amazing, I feel, about the market is how thankful people have been, and especially the vendors, because they're able to make those one-on-one connections with people directly. We all need that. Most of our farmers, they don't want to be on the computer, to, you know, be on their phones. They want to be connecting with the land directly and want to be sharing that connection directly with their customers. And that's why they come to farmers markets. And so we're so thankful, again, that we could provide that space for our vendors and our customers. And the customers have just been so appreciative this year, even more than normal. I mean, every week, people just thank us over and over again for being there.
Have you thought about taking some of the locally raised chickens that some of the farmers might have and putting them on little toothpicks prepared in General Tso's style and offering them for free to people? Or is that not allowed in a pandemic? Because that was always my favorite part of going to that mall, the fact that I might get a free sample of General Tso's chicken.
Well, they're still selling Chinese food in the food court. So you can get your General Tso's, but there's no sampling allowed right now.
Oh, okay. Dang it. But there is a reclamation of this space, and it seems perfectly suited, especially in light of the fact that the go-karts are gone, which is news to me. I'm glad I got to take a spin on them at least one time, though, before they're gone at the Hampshire Mall, and now reclaimed by a farmer's market, the Winter Farmer's Market. When is the farmer's market at the Hampshire Mall in Hadley?
We're there for the next four Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So our last market is March 20th.
Kathleen O'Keefe, the manager, owner of the Winter Farmer's Market, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks who have been instrumental in helping farmers markets pop up and down the valley in the wintertime and beyond, and find out about all of them at buylocalfood.org.